How y'all doing today? What's good? This your boy King. Welcome to King Center Gaming. Today is May the 6th on a Friday, 2022. Coming back right at you guys, man. I hope everybody is feeling blessed. I hope everybody had a good week this far. Time to get the weekend started, and some people working on weekends. Get to the money, get to your grind. Keep being blessed. Keep motivating yourself. Keep being great. Mother's Day weekend this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. I just want to let everybody know, if you have a mom, call her. Tell her that you love her, appreciate her. Any type of mother figure in your life, whether it's from your auntie, sister, cousin, anybody, any mother that's out there, and people who don't have mothers, you know what I'm saying? Just let them know that you appreciate them for being there for you, no matter what it is, and you care about them and you love them and show some appreciation. It ain't all about money and gifts. It's just showing that you appreciate them. So if you can't do that, if you can't do anything else, do that. Make sure you reach out to them. At least try to see if you can visit them, all that good stuff. But happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers out there in the world. I want to address myself being absent, myself not being available for this podcast, because I feel like this podcast got so much potential. It's just life, you know what I'm saying? I had me a beautiful daughter recently, transferring from different jobs, trying to get myself acclimated to different type of sceneries at my new job. So enough about that. You know, everything's gonna be all right. I want to start back giving content the best way I can and showing my loyal supporters who are still here that I'm here, and I'm definitely trying to get better. We're going to get better together. We're going to grow. Make sure you guys follow me on all my social media platforms. King Robert J on Facebook. In the bio on that Facebook, you'll have my King Center Gaming page, fan page up there. Make sure you like that. Make sure you support it the best you can. Come to the Royal Gang community. Be a part of the Royal Gang family. You know what I'm saying? You know, make sure they know that everything is Royal over this way. I want to go back to start doing my RG wristband. That's Royal Gang wristbands. I definitely got a different colorways for my guys. My guys and women, if you guys are interested in purchasing a RG wristband for the support of our community, just reach out to me. Like I said, my Facebook is King Robert J. I am currently on TikTok. Wow, can't believe I said that. I am on TikTok. I got like two posters up there. I got a couple followers, almost 100. But it's King Center Gaming on TikTok. You will see the logo of the KCG up there with King Center Gaming at the bottom. I do have a post up there about the RG wristbands. If you definitely interested, I think I have over like 200 views on it. A couple people reached out to me to see if they were interested in it, and you know, some said they were, some just wanted to know what the pricing was. But listen, all fair game. All you gotta do is talk to me and I get back with you. But let's get right into it. We got a couple segments today that I want to get into. We got the NBA playoffs. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give a quick breakdown of what's happened this far and the matchups that we have currently available. And also I'm gonna get into the Tyrann Mathieu signing with the Saints and how that, I believe, that's gonna affect the NFC South. If people know me, they know that I'm a Tampa Bay fan. Tom Brady, original OG, been with him for a long time. You know what I'm saying? For a long time. But yeah, we're going to get into that, you know. And my next segment, I'll probably talk about the NFL draft and the different teams that I feel made an upgrade, you know what I'm saying, on what they had to do. But let's get into this playoffs, the NBA playoffs, man. The NBA playoffs has been a doozy. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm not even going to flex to you guys. I'm going to tell you straight up who we got so far right now in the West. We got Phoenix and Dallas over there. And we also got Golden State and Memphis Grizzlies over that way, battling each other over there in that West. Over there, we got the East talk coming in, real talk, Miami Heat versus the 76ers. And we also have the Boston Celtics versus the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, I'm not even going to hold you. Let's get over there to Boston. Let's get over there to Boston and Milwaukee real quick. What I believe is the second interesting series so far in the playoffs, right after Golden State and Memphis. But Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown versus the best player in the game, most believe, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis is also shorthanded, real. He's shorthanded, and he's trying his best to weather his troops through the storm without his road dog beside him, Chris Middleton. But right now, the series is going to Milwaukee. It's 1-1. What I give a quick breakdown on both games. Game one, Giannis definitely showed why you put him up there in that upper echelon of being the best player in the game. He came out dominant, got a triple-double, won that game. Game two, I think Boston, who definitely been showing since the All-Star break that they're good at adjusting and good at knowing personnel. And without Marcus Smart for game two, Boston actually won that game, and they actually did a good job containing the shooters around Giannis. And also, you know, because Giannis is going to get his, and he didn't have a good shooting game performance off that. But Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown definitely played well, especially Jaylen Brown, and he definitely went good. So let's get over there to Miami. Miami and 76ers. I'm going to say this now. Miami is playing like they're a number one seed. They have all the parts, all the pieces to actually make a championship run. I wouldn't be surprised if they did make it to the out of the East. So 76ers, I don't know. I don't know if James Harden is really committed to actually trying to be that guy and win the championship for it. For any team, not just 76ers. He have shown me personally, and I might be making a jump. He have shown me personally that it's not that he don't want to play because he plays. He's not showing the leadership what he's supposed to. His troops not rallying around him like, let's say, Giannis, let's say Chris Paul, let's say guys like Curry, let's say Ja Morant, let's say Jimmy Butler. These are guys that are currently in the playoffs right now, and their team is playing how hard they're playing. And I think that falls down, trickle down on his teammates. Unfortunately, Joel Embiid from last series that they played had an injury, concussion, I think a fracture in his face as well. And I think, personally, if I'm the 76ers, I wouldn't play him. I wouldn't play him for the rest of this series. I let James Harden finish it out. And then we go to the offseason and reevaluate how, if we don't make it at this round, we reevaluate how we're going to do James Harden contract, because I believe he can be something, but he has to be with this team for a whole year. It just you have to see that first, because he has to be committed to actually want to play the game of basketball. I feel like he's not all the way committed, because it shows out there on the court. If you got Tyrese Maxey being your best player, and James Harden is an all-star, he has all the acclimates of being a great player, but he's not holding his end of the bargain. If Joel Embiid is not, they need you to step it up, man. You can't go from 15 to 20 points and then stay there when your best man is out. You need to up that to 25 to 30 points for your team to have a good chance of winning, because they're going to play as hard as you play. Let's get over there to the West. Dallas and Phoenix. Phoenix and Dallas, they're playing well. They're playing great. Phoenix is doing what they have to do, up 2-0 right now on Dallas. I think Luka Doncic need to go to the offseason trying to see how can he initiate the offense without actually having the ball in his hand majority of the time, because it comes to a point where in the playoffs, ISO ball can only get you so far. You need to have a system around Luka. And I think they don't have a right enough system. It's not just kid fault. I just think they need to try to venture off from ISO ball that much and try to go back and look at the 2010 Dallas Mavericks, how they initiated Dirk Nowitzki and set plays and all that, playing off the ball, because Luka Doncic is a great player on the ball. He's a great ISO player. He gets a basket. He actually makes his teammates better. I just think the system that they're currently running is not a championship system, because it's not. It's not. You can't have guys like Brunson and Dinwiddie and guys of that nature playing top tier basketball when you're out the lineup, and then when you're in the lineup, their numbers diminish, their gameplay, their activity, their energy, their level diminish, because you're not doing what a leader's supposed to do, in a sense. And adjusting with your teammates for you. You got to make sacrifices to get to the championship, I believe. Chris Paul is showing why he's arguably still one of the top point guards in the league, really top three, top four. Not talent wise, just a leader, all that good stuff. He's still that guy. Devin Booker had a great game coming back, second game coming back. He showed that he's a young, promising talent, superstar, almost superstar, all-star definitely, but breaking that edge of being a superstar. He just needs to be a leader. Leader more. The supporting cast played well. They did their job. They played at home. I don't see this series going seven games. I give it six, five, maybe. But I feel like Phoenix will definitely finish these guys off easily and look to the next round. Now, this is this series right here, Golden State Warriors and Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant versus Stephen Curry. Klay Thompson versus Desmond Bane. Jordan Poole versus Jaren Jackson. Yeah, I said it. Because I feel like Draymond Green is more of a sideshow at this point. He does his job defense. He does his job of what he does. But he's not what those guys are. And that's fine. It's not diminishing his greatness at all. But, you know, I think the suspension to Dylan Brooks was it was a good call for the NBA. I believe the same thing should have happened to Draymond Green, because we can say whatever we want to say about politics or whatever in the NBA. I feel like Draymond had plenty of time to go back to his podcast that following night, say his part of the piece. And Dylan Brooks doesn't have that, so I feel like the NBA had their act to it. I understand the suspension. GP definitely got injured on that play. It was out of bounds. It's no room for dirty plays in the way we play nowadays. And I hope he gets a speedy recovery. But it kind of takes away from that. I know Memphis is going to struggle game three without Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks is an important part into the Grizzly play, how they play offense and defense. Why, especially Desmond Bane been struggling these first two games. He's going to have to really step it up. He's going to have to step it up tenfold now for the perimeter play to help Ja Morant out, because it's three against one at this point if you're not doing what you have to do, especially if Dylan Brooks is out. Hopefully, I have the Warriors win in the next game, but hopefully Memphis can bounce back, still one and Golden State, and possibly keep this on the seven game series, whoever wins. Down to the NFL. Let's go to the NFL. Tyrann Mathieu signed a 3-year deal with the Saints to help out that secondary, who I feel got the case of being the best secondary in the league with that addition. Having Gardner Johnson over there, McLemore, and also getting May from the Jets. They have that defense all around, top and bottom, doesn't have no weakness. They still have a questionable quarterback situation, but if they can put themselves in a position to win each game, offense wise, their defense will hold out, and you possibly can see the Saints honestly being NFC championship game or Super Bowl. I know that's a leap. I know Aaron Rodgers is in the league over there in the NFC. I know Tom Brady's still over there. I know all of this. Jameis Winston and Hill, I know these guys are QB. But however, with the wide receiver they drafted, the Saints drafted, and also add with Michael Thomas, who was committed to come back with that stout defense, why not? I mean, they just in the run with just like anybody else over there. The NFC is wide open. They definitely have a strong chance of winning the NFC South if they win enough games, because I feel like with the additions they added, their team has gotten stronger. So we'll check in on that. We're going to see exactly how we're going to do, how we're going to stack up against them. Me speaking as a Tampa Bay fan, I definitely want us to make the adjustments to get up there. And, oh, yeah, I just want to say I'm not forgetting about the Rams. I know the Rams want the championship. I don't want nobody to say, oh, you forgetting about the Rams. Okay, the Rams over there in the NFC. But we'll see what the Rams do again this year. Aaron Donald promised to come back. They got some guys over there on the defense that they got throughout all season. So everybody stout. But y'all come back to me and let me know how them Saints doing 10 games into the season. You're going to be like, wow, he said that. So that will do it for a well overdue episode from me. Like I said, I want to definitely let you guys know that Royal Game is still going strong. I definitely love all my supporters. Want to let you guys know that I will be putting more content up here the best I can. I want to get to a point where I can possibly have some sponsorship, where we can strive to be better as a community. Show the podcasters nowadays that we're coming up and we're going to be great together. And like I said, I definitely want to share this success with you guys, that any success come our way, because without you guys, that wouldn't be no King Center Gaming, no Royal Game. I definitely appreciate you guys for listening to me speak today. Hopefully, like I said, we can get some type of co-host with me. I don't mind sharing this platform with you guys. And when we get big enough, maybe I can have a set of 6 to 8 people can come in, take my spot, and give their opinion, have some segments on this platform and give their opinion. You know what I'm saying? But we got to grow as a community first. We got to show that we're coming up together. And that's been another great episode of King Center Gaming, the podcast where Royal Gang is up and everybody else is last. Hit me up on all my social media platforms. I hope you guys have a blessed weekend. Tell your mama you love her, grandma, sister, auntie, everybody. Show love and appreciation. Happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful queens out there. Enjoy. Peace.